This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your time with me today. And if you hear little background noises, and I think you probably will be able to hear it, that is rain. So my recording studio in the new tiny house is pretty close to the roof. And I think that if it's raining, we're just going to hear it on the podcast. And that's the way it is. So consider it nature sounds, an additive experience. Anyways, today what I wanted to do is give you a peek inside my inbox. I've done a few inside EB's inbox episodes, and many of you find it helpful. This week, I got a really great email about evening eating and wine drinking that is an opportunity for a big perspective shift in most of us. So what I want to do is read you the email as it came to me, and also play for you my direct response, the actual response I sent to this person with the name omitted. And then I'm going to come back on the other side of playing my voice response and add a few more thoughts for consideration here. So let's dive right into the email with this rain soundtrack in the background. The email says, "Hello, Elizabeth. I recently purchased the audiobook, The One Thing, and I'm listening to it for a second time because I missed so much the first time. I feel my biggest struggle is consistency. I listened to your podcast, episode 445, this morning because of your Instagram post." And then she quotes what I had on the Instagram post that says, it's a quote from Ben Franklin. And the quote says, "Temperance, eat not to dullness, drink not to elevation." Then she says, "I do both. The irony of it all is that I actually started to drink wine in the evenings because it kept me so busy that I wasn't tempted to eat, and it took a while to finish a glass of wine rather than a quick bowl of ice cream. Although the glass of wine became a bottle over the years. This past summer, I went 30 days wine-free, and I felt really good, and wow, did I have energy. But I still wanted to be that person who could have both. I'm not quite sure why all those amazing benefits weren't enough. I decided that my one thing this week is going to be no more than 2 glasses, 6 ounces, of wine each night. Then next week, I'll reevaluate my one thing, such as only wine on days that I exercise or at least 2 days wine-free each week." She asks, "Any other suggestions? I feel like eating healthy is a habit for me now and no longer requires willpower, but that is not the case with my wine. My goal is to eat healthy only when I'm actually hungry, drink less, and exercise consistently." All right, so that is the email. And again, the episode that she is referring to is episode 445, where I talk about virtues. It's actually me reading an article about Benjamin Franklin's approach to being a better human, more focused, more successful. I loved that episode. In fact, I don't usually do this, but I've been like replaying it here at home to remind me because I found it so inspiring. Again, it's not my thoughts. That would be kind of weird for me to replay that. Though if it works, who cares? It's me reading an article about Benjamin Franklin's approach in episode 445. So anyway, the situation in the email is food is going well, wine not so much. The strategy, reduce wine, and I'm going to play for you my actual response. You asked for other suggestions, and the primary thing that comes to mind when I read your email is that maybe it would help you to not differentiate between food and alcohol, but rather see them both as fuel. Because whether you're drinking your energy or you're eating your energy, it's the same impact on your body, right? So it could be a perspective shift about, does my body need fuel? Am I hungry? Because when we drink, we are giving our body energy, no different than when we eat. Our body doesn't see it as, oh, well, this isn't fuel, it's alcohol. No, it's energy. Energy is measured in calories. And so that is my biggest recommendation to you, that maybe you don't see them as food versus alcohol, but rather fuel, period. When you consume energy, calories, you're giving your body fuel. Does it need fuel? Hope that helps. Have a great day. Okay, let's break this down a little bit. In short, I was saying to her, if you consider food as fuel and also alcohol as fuel or any caloric beverage, then you're not saying, well, eating's great, but drinking's not, because they all fall into this general category of fuel. And seeing it that way is so important, because typically we put more emphasis on food and we sort of give ourselves a pass oftentimes with drinks because we don't think of them as food. And that can really do us a disservice. Now, I will say, surely some of you listening are in the habit of eating and drinking after dinner at night. Maybe you have dark chocolate or some dessert and a glass of wine, or maybe you have beer and chips, whatever it is. If that is your situation, then absolutely choosing one or the other, but not both, is definitely a great improvement for you, no doubt. And in general, the goal of drinking less is absolutely a fantastic goal. I don't want anybody to think that I am taking away from either of those approaches. If they are improvements for you, that's major. Hit it, do it, you will see benefits from it. But generally speaking, in terms of how we think about food and how we think about drinks, right? And I'm not talking about water here. I'm not talking about black coffee. I'm not talking about tea. How we think about caloric beverages is really important because they are fuel. Yet, we don't drink wine or beer or bulletproof coffee or a chai tea generally because we are hungry, right? Sometimes maybe, but it's typically because we want to drink. We want to enjoy something. And that's fine, but know that it is fuel to your body. If it contains energy, it's fuel. And what do I mean when I say if it contains energy? I mean calories. Calories are a unit of measurement. They measure the energy potential in a given thing. When we give our body fuel, we've got to be considering, do I need fuel? If you don't, it is excess. Excess has to be stored. That's one part of it, but the other part of it is you're not going to burn fat if you are giving your body more fuel than it needs, because the body burns fat when it needs fuel. And if you are constantly putting fuel in the pipeline, you are not giving your body a situation in which it needs to burn that fuel that it has stored, because it has all that it needs and typically more. So changing your perspective here to recognizing anytime we consume energy, we are giving our body fuel, and challenging yourself to say, do I need fuel based on what I've eaten, when I last ate, what I last ate, how much I last ate, and what I've been doing since then? Do I need fuel? Am I hungry? And if you're not sure if you're hungry or you're kind of hungry, does it make sense, based on when you last ate, what you last ate, how much you last ate, and what you've been doing since, does it make sense that your body needs more fuel right now? This change in perspective can really set you up to say, you know what? Maybe tomorrow I'm going to have that glass of wine. Or maybe later, if and when I feel hungry, I'll turn to this. But right now, I don't need to put more fuel in the pipeline. And I'm sure many of you are wondering how this squares with my personal feeling that we shouldn't count calories, that it's not reflective of how the body works. If you have those questions, please listen to episode 329 and or episode 62. 329 and or 62. I will link to those in the show notes, because I explain in those episodes the real flaws with calorie counting and how different kinds of calories from different things, act very differently in the body. And so treating them as all the same, a calorie is a calorie, that's not actually true. I want you to listen to episode 62 or 329 if you have those questions. I will link to them in the show notes. If you are a calorie counter, if you stress about calories, or even if this episode has triggered some questions for you about those things, definitely listen to those episodes. In the meantime, really develop a habit of evaluating if you're hungry and if you think your body truly needs fuel before you turn to any fuel as a choice, whether it's a drink or whether it's food. Want to wrap up by reminding you guys that the winter fat loss fast track is closed. I've been getting a lot of emails about that, but the wait list for the spring fat loss fast track is open. So you can either go to primalpotential.com and just hit the work with me tab on the upper right hand corner, or you can go to the show notes for this episode and I'll have a link over there. But that waitlist for the spring coaching is now open. Hop on it. It'll open up in a couple of months, but just wanted to give you guys a heads up that winter is closed, but you're not out of luck. You can get on the waitlist for the spring. Hope you guys have a really great day, and I will see you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.